I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I go to my record collection, pick something out, and we do a bit of a deep dive. I've always been interested in music ever since I was a little kid, and then came a time where I thought, I want to learn an instrument of my own. Guitar was actually not my first choice. Guitar I've been playing for 103 years, but no. First up was drums, and there was one name that kept popping up, because I went deep on this thing even though I didn't have a drum kit, but I'd read drum magazines and find articles, anything I could get my hands on, and the name that kept popping up, Neil Peart. Spinning today, without a doubt, one of the greatest drummers of all time, Neil Peart, and his band on bass Geddy Lee and on guitar Alex Lifeson. From Canada, formed in 1968, it's Rush with their 1981 album, Moving Pictures. Long story short, as I'm sure you can guess, since I said I've been playing guitar for a billion years, I did not get drums. But my love for drummers and what they're capable of has never gone away. And Neil Peart of Rush, if you're looking for someone who can do the most, he will not disappoint. Today's album from Rush, Moving Pictures, is almost the go-to for any Rush fan. A lot of people will say it's their 1976 album, 2112. But you know what? Those that do, hey, get your own radio show and do a show about 2112. Anyway, back to today's album, 1981's Moving Pictures. If we want to get into it, we got to rewind to 1980, the year before it was released. The band had just completed a 10-month tour in support of their album, Permanent Waves, and here's a scary fact for you. This was the first tour they ever did that made a profit. A band that had been active since 1968, only 12 years later, made a profit from touring. That's frightening. The plan following the tour was to do a live album, but instead, they scrapped that and decided that all these little ideas that they've been getting together on the tour, you know, at a sound check, we'll noodle here, on the tour bus, we'll noodle there, they decided to take all of those and turn them into a new studio album. The record label said, cool. The album was a bit of a departure from previous ones, trying something new. And to explain a bit more, legendary drummer Neil Peart.
Basically, its newness derives from experiments that I guess we've conducted over the last couple of albums through Hemispheres and Farewell to Kings. We were experimenting with a lot of new instruments and sounds and rhythmic approaches and so on. And in a lot of cases, they were experimentation and took us off in varying directions. But this time, we found ways to put all those directions into a single stream and consequently, I think the album probably has a more direct feel to it.
Now, in case you're unfamiliar with Rush, they are super proggy, weird time signatures, weird movements. So basically, with Moving Pictures, there was this idea to write songs with a more radio-friendly sound. Because up until this point, radio play was not big when it came to Rush. In fact, this is from 1979, the year before they started recording Moving Pictures. Here's Neil Peart again.
Our music tends to polarize people. If they don't appreciate the aesthetics of our music, then they will find it offensive, frankly. And consequently, radio stations do not want to take a chance on playing something like us.
Rush is not the most radio-friendly music. And while they didn't completely lose that, I almost want to call it, non-radio-friendliness of them, the songs did become a bit more radio-friendly. Coming up here on For the Record, a film that spawned a whole new generation of Rush fans that heavily featured a song of this album. But first, a song that was heavily influenced by the Police and their reggae sound. No, I'm not talking about Jamaica's police force. I'm talking about the Police. Sting? Those guys? Yeah. Here's Rush singing about individuality and the pressures of conforming. And our first song for the day, it's Vital Signs.
Spirit is there.
Rush with their song Vital Signs of today's For the Record, their album Moving Pictures. The song inspired heavily by the sounds of the Police, and yeah, you can hear it. The album was a great success for Rush, and we'll get into the numbers and stuff a little bit later on, but for an album released in 1981, new life was breathed into it in 2009, and it was all thanks to a film, I Love You Man, a romantic comedy starring Paul Rudd. He plays a character called Peter, a guy with no friends who realizes he needs to make a friend to be his best man at his wedding. The actor Jason Segel stars as Sidney, and he is that friend. So in the film, the two of them, they bond over quite a few things, but one of the big ones is the love of the band Rush. In the movie, they even have a little jam session covering one of their songs.
Sid and I have gotten pretty good at a couple of Rush songs.
What do you mean, like fast-paced rock?
No, like Rush. Like the band Rush.
I don't know them.
The Holy Triumvirate. Wait, you don't know Rush?
No.
The song they jam, Tom Sawyer.
Modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
That's it.
How's that feel?
It's tasty.
Yeah? You sound pretty good, buddy.
The song Tom Sawyer features heavily in the film, and it's an amazing song, so why not? And yes, just to get it out the way, in the film, Paul Rudd's character, he said a line that during 2009, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing.
I slapped the bass big time.
What is that? You sound like a leprechaun.
No, that's a reggae guy. I just did reggae. Doesn't sound reggae?
No.
Slap the bass.
The song was co-written by Rush and Pye Dubois, a Canadian lyricist and poet. The song was big for the band, not just success-wise, but making them who they are. So get ready to slap a beers, because here's Rush with their career-defining song, Tom Sawyer.
A modern-day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Out the day's events. The river.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, three Canadians, eh? It's Rush with a monster of an album, Moving Pictures.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
A large chunk of the success of the album was attributed to the band going in a bit more of a straightforward direction, because you don't hear a lot of Rush on the radio, right? That's because with a super heavy focus on all the prog rock elements, it wasn't exactly something you just 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4 stomp your foot to. So with songs like Tom Sawyer and Vital Signs, they started to reel in a bit more of radio play that was needed for success. We'll get into album numbers and where the success took them in a bit, but before we do, not every song on Moving Pictures was adhering to this new straightforward radio-friendly way of doing things. The next song is made up of the stuff that music nerds drool over, so allow me to wipe away said drool and explain, because this is the kind of stuff that feeds my musical soul. You got 4 minutes and 25 seconds of non-traditional time signatures, key changes, and instrumental goodness. It's YYZ, and the song's origin is as organic as can come when writing a song. Here's bassist and singer Mr. Geddy Lee.
Neil and I were itching to just jam. Before we knew it, we had put kind of jammed all these moments together that kind of kicked off the beginning of that song.
There's something pure about a band coming up with a song when they just jam, and it truly showcases what Rush could do on their instrument if this was just casual jamming, which was a lot. They can do a lot, and it became a favorite of the more than instrumentally capable Rush. Here's guitarist Alex Lifeson.
YYZ is always a challenge to play, and for that reason alone, it is a favorite of ours, because you always want to feel challenged whenever you're playing.
It's almost weird and tough to think that a band like Rush, who were world-class instrumentalists, are going to be challenged on their instruments. The song's intro, as well as the song's name, have a really interesting start. And in case you're unfamiliar, let me play that intro for you real quick. It's weird, right? But there's a really cool story behind it. Here's guitarist Alex Lifeson.
YYZ, it's interesting, we were coming back from La Studio when we were making the record, just for a break back home, and a friend of mine, he was actually my flight instructor, he came out and picked us up in a small plane from the little airline that flew out of this small airport. And on the way back, they had tuned in the identifier for Toronto Airport, which is YYZ. So it's that. And I think it was Neil. Maybe it was Neil and Geddy. I was actually flying the plane at the time. And Neil and Geddy were in the back, and they said, that's a really cool rhythm in that identifier. And you could see YYZ on the radio tuned in. And that's how that whole beginning part came about, to play the Morse code of YYZ and always about coming home.
I mean, come on. How amazing is that? Here's the Morse code for YYZ. I mean, who'd think to take that and turn it into a song? Going into a bit more detail, here's drum god Neil Peart.
The rhythm stuck in my head. I said, guys, let's, you know. So then thematically, we said, well, let's use that airport, so much a part of our lives in those days and after. Let's use that as a metaphor, in a sense.
The instrumental track YYZ on Rush's album Moving Pictures is anything but straightforward, radio-friendly rock. And I love the band for it. Music nerds, get ready. Here's YYZ. Rush with their song YYZ off today's For the Record, their album, Moving Pictures. It's almost funny that YYZ, out of this entire album where they tried to approach a bit more of a radio-friendly style of writing, was the only one that got nominated for anything off the album, because it is the least radio-friendly song they had off the album. And not nominated for what, but a freaking Grammy for Best Instrumental. And to think, it all started with a jam session. Moving Pictures, like I mentioned, this new radio-friendly approach of writing, aside from YYZ, became the band's most successful album. Over 5 million copies sold, the album has since been featured on many lists, including Kerrang magazine listing it at number 43 amongst the 100 greatest heavy metal albums of all time. I personally wouldn't class it into heavy metal, but suppose back then, it was quite heavy and quite loud. Rolling Stone magazine also listed the album at number 379 on the 2020 edition of the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. In 2015, still with Rolling Stone magazine in the 50 Greatest Prog Rock Albums of All Time, it was listed as number 3, only behind Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon at number 1 and King Crimson's In the Court of the Crimson King at number 2. Not bad albums to follow at number 3. In 2014, it was voted as the greatest drumming album in the history of progressive rock by readers of Rhythm Magazine and Moving Pictures, and 2112, we mentioned earlier, are the two Rush albums listed in 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. An interesting fact about the album is the lyrical content. Now, to be honest, it's neither here nor there as far as what the lyrics are about, but it's who wrote them. Aside from Tom Sawyer's lyrics, which were co-written by Canadian poet Pai Dubois, all the lyrics on the album were written solely by drummer Neil Peart. It's not unheard of, but it's for sure always a strange affair when you see drummers solely writing the lyrics. I think this is where we break stereotypes about drummers. Also, you've probably heard a lot of instruments on these songs, outside of the traditional rock ones like guitar, bass, and drums. The first thought would be that there was a ton of guest musicians to fill in the blanks, but nope. I've been introducing them as Geddy Lee on bass guitar and vocals, Alex Lifeson on guitar, and Neil Peart on drums, whereas I should have been introducing them as Geddy Lee on bass guitar, bass pedals, vocals, keyboards, and synthesizer, Alex Lifeson on 6 and 12 string electric and acoustic guitars, Moog Taurus pedals, mandola, mandolin, bouzouki, and synthesizers, and Neil Peart on drums, timbales, gong, orchestra, glockenspiel, wind chimes, belfry, basically, if it's percussive, he can play it. Rush is not your average bar band. Between them, these boys can pretty much play whatever you put in front of them. A song not released as a single by Rush, but a favorite amongst fans and followers of the band, is Red Barchetta. It even got listed as the 5th best Rush song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. The song's inspiration was a short story. The short story is called A Nice Morning Drive, written by Richard Foster and published in the November 1973 issue of Road and Track magazine. The story describes a future in which increasingly stringent safety regulations have forced cars to evolve into massive modern safety vehicles capable of withstanding a 50 mile per hour, it's 80 kilometers for us who don't speak American, impact without injury to the driver. Consequently, drivers of these big things have become less safety conscious and more aggressive, and intentionally ram older, smaller cars has become a common sport amongst them. Something I learned about the song is the word barchetta, actually pronounced barchetta, is an Italian word meaning small boat. Also, we learned earlier that drummer Neil Peart was the band's primary lyricist on the album. His favorite car? Yep, Neil's favorite car was the 1948 Ferrari 166mm Barchetta. It's the boys of Rush of today's choice on For the Record, the album Moving Pictures with Red Barchetta.
Place.
You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today all the way from Canada, eh? It's Rush with a monumental album, Moving Pictures. I've saved arguably the best song for last. It's the band's song, Limelight. And there's no beating around the bush on this one. It's a song that expresses discomfort with Rush's success and the resulting attention from the public. Specifically, as he was the one writing the lyrics for the album, drummer Neil Peart's discomfort. Now, you can imagine, you're writing a song about not being comfortable with the limelight. You're for sure not going to give an interview about the song, putting yourself in the limelight. But Geddy Lee, bassist and singer, he did give an interview in 1988. Regarding the song, he said that it was more a Neil song than a lot of the other songs on the album, in the sense that his feelings about being in the limelight and his difficulty with coming to grips with fame and a sudden lack of privacy and sudden demands on his time that he was having a difficult time dealing with. I mean, we all were, but I think Neil was having the most difficult of the three of us. It was a massive song for the band. Released as a single, it charted at number 4 in the US Billboard Top Tracks chart and number 55 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and remains one of Rush's most popular songs commercially. Limelight was one of 5 Rush songs inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame on March 28, 2010. It was listed at number 435 on Rolling Stone's Top 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. It really is a great song and should live up to all those accolades, but I can't help it. I almost say I want to like give a nervous laugh at the fact that a song written about the discomfort of the limelight pushed the band even further into it. If you're new to Rush, you should 100% check out more of their stuff. I would highly recommend their album, 2112. But that's an end to our show. So, Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, and Alex Lifeson, it's Rush with their song, Limelight. I'll catch you again next week, same time, same place, for a brand new episode of For the Record. We'll be right back. For the Record on Nova.